Jilly from Philly.
Nick Papagiorgio from Yuma.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome to another episode of What's Up, Yuma Radio. I'm Johnny.
And I am Ronnie.
And on today's episode, I'm going to give some background. So yesterday, I was on the show when we went to break, and I looked to my Facebook page, which I probably shouldn't do. I should be more focused on the show, but I did it.
You tried to multitask. It's okay.
Yeah, and I looked and I saw a newspaper article and it says, City Councilman Art Morales doesn't seek re-election. So immediately, I text him while we're doing the show. I texted him. I'm like, I forget what I said. Like, what? What's going on? Or say
Are
what?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Got to check on my buddy.
And I'm like, isn't he in the show right now?
Aren't you interviewing somebody right now?
But so I called you. I reached out and we talked a little bit. And I wanted to get you on the show so you could tell everybody, tell the world, because we're a worldwide show, why you didn't seek re-election. And we're going to definitely get to that. So thank you for being with us after that long introduction.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
I will say little sad about it.
Yeah.
I will admit that. You are a exceptional councilman, and I can say because this is my show. Anyway, but no, you're really good, because here's the thing. When somebody in the community had a question, because people come to me and think I got answers, and I don't, but I do know Art Morales. That's the way it worked, right? Like, somebody would ask me this about the city, and I would reach out to you, and you would always make sure to call them back, find out the answers, do the research, and get back to them and give them the most amount of information on that topic that you possibly could. And if you couldn't, then you would find out who would be the next person to do that. So I really always appreciated that. And I don't have that resource anymore, so stop hitting me up, everybody. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, thank you. And you'll always have me as a resource. I mean, that's the beauty of this. One, I still have a year left.
Okay.
And so people have asked me already, what's your biggest success, your biggest disappointment or failure? I'm like, hey, you asked me that 12 months from now.
Yeah,
I'm
not, when it's actually over.
Not done. I'm still there. I'm not done yet.
I haven't left yet.
Yeah, and even then, you know, as I mentioned in the paper, not being on council doesn't take away being a resource. I mean, every resident has complete access to council members. The city has great resources to pull from, whether it be online or phone numbers or emails. So as long as I'm part of the community, myself and other current, past, future council members will always be a resource.
Sure.
Should always be a resource.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. So so let's get started. How long have you been on council, or how long will your term have been once you're no longer with us?
So a council member's term is 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah, wow. So this December is 3 years.
Okay.
2026 will be my final year, which is why I felt it was appropriate to make the announcement now.
Yeah.
So I can be a resource to anyone that's out there looking to run for council as a resident of Yuma. I want to have a lot of options.
Okay.
That's the only way you're going to have a good council. There's three seats opening up.
Oh, wow.
One mayor seat. I can't speak on the other folks on what they're doing. But as a resident, I truly believe that, well, I'll say this, even though I'm on council, we do have a good council right now. It's well balanced. We don't agree on everything. There's things that we do agree on. But in order to have that dynamic, you have to have a lot of candidates to choose from.
Yes, gotcha. Absolutely. So let's go back to the early days. What originally made you or prompted you to run for council?
Two primary things. I'll say three, but two primary things. Commercial banker by trade. And so I deal with businesses all the time, day in and day out. So I get to hear opportunities, challenges, their concerns, what they would like to see. So I've been a banker for 27 years, so you're constantly hearing the economic needs of the community. The other part of it is serving on different boards, committees for about 15 years. You also get to hear the nonprofit aspect of it. So it was time. Yeah. It was time. My family is here. I have a 24-year-old daughter. She's 24 now. 7-year-old daughter, a 1-year-old son. Well, back then I only had my eldest daughter.
Yeah.
And then my parents came along.
Quite the gap.
Yeah. But yeah. That's another show.
That's another story. Yeah. That's my relationship.
That's the Ronnie. That's your show. Yes. But with that being said, I just wanted to fulfill needs now but also for the future.
So something that maybe for your kids, right,
yes.
as well, because you're hearing this, like you said, a commercial banker, you're hearing the needs on an economic level. Then because you're a banker, you're on different boards to go out there and hear more needs.
Yes.
Right? And so you said you want to make a difference.
It was just, it felt organic or natural. I'm not sure the right way to put that. Mm-hmm. To run for election, that's always a conversation that people have amongst their peers. And one day I chose to say yes, mm-hmm. And here I am, to your point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what was that like in the early days running? Like, because you, being a politician, it's a little bit different. You got to run. You got to get people to vote for you. Was that natural for you, or was that like a hard learning curve?
So that's a great question, because another media outlet, they ask questions to candidates, and I think they do it every year, mm-hmm. is what's your skill set or what's your background in politics? And initially my response was, well, I don't really have political background. And that was to summarize my response. Mm. People that read that said, hey, you've been serving the community at that point over 10 years. That is politics. That is, you know, you're involved with, you're working with a committee, you're working with various people, a majority, which is council, there's seven.
Mm-hmm.
You work with the majority when it comes to voting. And so when they asked that again, because I believe there was like a round two,
mm-hmm.
I changed my answer. And I said, I have 10 years of engagement in these roles.
Yeah.
You know, because folks, they see the picture of the events, the galas, and they're like, oh, how much fun. That's so cool. But they don't see the background.
Yeah. All the work that goes into it.
All the work that goes into it, and the anxiety and the stress. I mean, there's some challenging stuff out there, even within the nonprofit world. But I love it. All those that participate in it love it,
mm-hmm.
and we do it for the community. As corny as it sounds, that's why we do it.
So were you surprised when you got elected, or were you pretty sure because of your qualifications and everything you've done, like you said, as that banker and somebody that's on these boards?
You know, Johnny, I fought hard.
You fought hard
during the campaign. People would tell me, Art, I think every candidate has their support group.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, my support group would say, you've got this, right? Yeah.
You've won.
What else? Yeah. But to the day of election, I was out there.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted people to know I did not. I mean, you have to care.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there and fought. And when I got that winning, I saw the winning numbers.
Mm-hmm. Did you stay up that night? Were you watching it?
Oh, like, I had a whole gathering at the Yuma Landing.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, they allowed us to utilize the room right there. And it was so awesome. And when I saw the number of votes, I was like, I have to honor every vote.
That's right.
And that's what I've been doing.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So it's been fun.
So what were the early challenges getting on council? What were those early days like? Because I think we're talking off air a little bit that you're always learning as a councilman.
Yes.
Always forever learning. There's something to learn. But what were those early challenges?
So I'll start off with I have to talk about myself here.
Yeah.
So
it's okay. We're here to interview you.
Do we have another guest here? I don't know. It's only like, you, Art. Yeah.
People are always so humble. Like they're like, don't talk about me.
So don't be humble. Okay.
Yeah, don't talk about humble.
I went into the campaign, and this is what I'll share with candidates, is not having an agenda. And I know that sounds, don't have an agenda. So I did not set myself up for failure.
Okay.
I wanted to serve the community.
Okay, let's give some context. It was kind of like, you know, I'm going to lower taxes, or I'm going to make sure that
fill in
the blank, whatever. Yeah. I'm going to make sure there's no mosquitoes in the city or whatever.
That's failing.
Yeah.
So the challenge was, which it will always be a challenge, but it's an opportunity, not a challenge, is you're learning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The first 2 months on council, I was assigned to meet with all the different department heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how many?
So you're assigned. Is that everybody is assigned for that? Everybody has to learn
all the new
that?
Council members get an opportunity
to meet.
Sure. Yes. And so you're visiting with all these directors and you're like, there's a lot going on here.
yeah.
And it doesn't
I'm overwhelmed.
You know what? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the word. You get these folders with CIP budgets, and you're having to wrap your head around this. I joke with people that for those of us that have seen The Matrix, you know, when Neo gets that injection in the back of his neck, he just gets all this
that
knowledge.
Data
does
download,
not work
yeah.
that way.
No.
That's the easy way.
Yeah, you got to actually open the folders and kind of look and read and stuff,
You're constantly going for that four-year degree being in government, even at the municipal level. You're constantly learning, not just from the books, but from the people, because there's a lot of residents out there that they are tuned into one item in the city, and that's okay.
Yeah.
and they'll share things with you, and you're like, as a council member, I have to admit, I was not aware of that.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, but you can't know everything.
Right,
yeah.
But that's okay. Yeah. That's part of the process.
Exactly.
So early on, you're meeting with them. What's the purpose to meet with them, to kind of understand their position, to hear their needs? What is it? Because that could get overwhelming if mm-hmm. you start to hear their needs, right? And you're brand new. So what was the initial reason that they introduced you to them?
Yeah, one, the introduction, just face-to-face, really personalize the experience.
Okay.
But two, primarily for us council members to have questions.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they really just opened the platform and said, do you have any questions for us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these folks that are on city staff, they're the ones with the background. They're the ones with the certifications and degrees. They went to school for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got this guy that just got voted in
mm-hmm.
that's supposed to, through the city administrator, guide them to help run the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important to have that relationship and mm-hmm. understanding where they're coming from, and for them to hear directly from us when it's appropriate, you know, what as a council as a majority, but also individually, what our thought process is.
Did you feel like inadequate or something, like when you first started? Because I feel like you knew a lot.
No, I didn't. I would hope nobody would feel inadequate being there. But you felt like this was,
you knew
immediately. This is going to be a learning curve.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Like what I thought I knew, I don't know.
Yes. I mean, I'm in banking. I understand budgets.
Yes.
Now we're talking about a municipality.
Yeah.
Completely different, mm-hmm. different income sources.
Yeah.
That affect all of us.
That's
when
true.
We vote to raise something or take it to the ballots of the people,
mm-hmm.
it affects us.
Yeah.
So not only do we have to think about the people, but mm-hmm. of course our families.
Exactly.
And so it's important to have good people in there that really appreciate grasping the whole picture mm-hmm. and are willing to listen to both ends of the aisle.
I see.
So what's kind of the next step after you meet everybody and you know the different departments? What's the next step in this evolution?
You mean while you're in council?
Yeah, while you're in council, mm-hmm. early days.
Yeah, I think it changes for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a different response. Some folks would call me and say, hey, you're the beautification council member. You're the parks and rec council member.
Because there's different. Gotcha. So like maybe you kind of attach to one group a little bit more.
I think it just organically happens.
Okay.
Unless mm-hmm. you really want to fulfill something. I mean, I've had business owners call me and say, look, you guys are doing this. It's going to affect me positive or negative. I mm-hmm. support or don't vote for this.
Mm.
But really it's, you learn all this stuff about the city.
Yeah.
And you'll have one group of people that see you in this category, others mm-hmm. in this one. A lot of people lean on me for budget conversations just because of my background.
Because
exactly.
of banking.
You're a banker. Yeah.
Yes. And so that was natural.
Mm-hmm.
But then
you said the beautification side of it, right? So how did you get involved in that? Were you kind of told to head up that department, or was that something that you...
No, so it's a commission that any resident can put their name in the ballot to be on.
Gotcha.
And so I was on there before being on council.
Oh.
Just because beautification mm-hmm. is so important to attract, first of all, to keep families and businesses in Yuma.
Sure.
But also to attract. So I was already a part of that.
Oh, you're okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then when I heard about the Yuma Click and Fix app... Mm-hmm. I just adopted that and said, we need to get this out there.
I like it.
It's a great tool.
Good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So you heard about it and then you put it on the big screen, right? Mm-hmm. Like you heard about this thing. Like, why don't more people know about mm-hmm. this, right? And so you kind of took that upon yourself to say, okay, to the residents, you can have a say in getting this stuff fixed and making sure that your community looks good, right?
All the above. I mean, there's multiple categories there that we could hold each other accountable, and that's okay with us, follow ordinances. So it's a great way to have a voice into the city. A statement that I'm sure we all hear is mm-hmm. primarily when there's a complaint, the city, and then the complaint follows.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've always asked people, even before I got on council, mm-hmm. give me a name.
Okay.
There's a human back there. Because if you just say the city, mm-hmm. well, then we're going to go in circles. But if you can get to the person, and with the Yuma Click and Fix app, I know we're not here to talk about that.
Yeah.
It actually gives you a name. Mm-hmm. So whether you're pleased or not pleased with the result,
mm-hmm.
there's a name there of a city employee that you can reach out to and get more information.
Nice.
And so nothing's a perfect system, but I do believe it's a great resource. And for what it's worth, you're paying for it through your taxes, so...
Why not use it? Exactly.
Yeah, might as well use it. So you early on, you kind of gravitated to some things and budget. Like, that's something that I can't even grasp, right? So that, to me, that would be a deterrent for me ever wanting to run for city council because of that. But can you say that maybe somebody on council, that's their strong point, and you could run and still be on council and have that not be like, and you kind of lean on each other for it.
So that's the beauty of having different backgrounds on council.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of categories that we lean on each other.
Exactly. Okay.
So it's not just the budget. There's other areas too. And if you look at every council member, all different backgrounds, some of them can be a huge benefit. Others could be some conflict.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now, is if we can have more candidates with multiple backgrounds, at the end of the day, then it's up to us as voters.
Yeah, because we've had like the construction councilman on. We had like the health. What is her name? Carol.
Carol.
Yes.
Yeah, like she knew the health side. Yes. The other guy knew like the construction side.
That's right.
Chris Morris. Yeah.
There you go. Sorry. Yeah.
That's all right.
I don't remember his name.
That's okay.
But that's what I mean. And then you have the budget side, so it's like a whole team working every angle.
We can all bounce off each other and ask questions. Yeah, we'll be in meetings, and you could tell where one council member's really comfortable.
Yeah.
And they're asking all the questions, and I'm the quiet one.
Just learning.
Okay. There's another meeting where I'm doing all the questions, and the other one's quiet one, and that's okay.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and so you just, it's part of the process, and you just help each other.
Mm-hmm. So then if you don't have all that experience and those things, so don't be intimidated to run, right?
Don't be intimidated. It goes back to the comment I made a few minutes ago. The city staff, they're the ones that went to school for this or got the certification, or they've been there for 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got this guy, Art Morales, that just shows up and trying to tell them how to do their job or do stuff. I mean, you don't deal with them directly. I mean, there's protocol there, but it's a fine balance. No one should ever be intimidated about being on council, as long as you're willing to learn and speak to the people.
Yeah.
Can't be shy, and you have to have thick skin.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back on the other side of the break, talk a little bit about why you decided not to seek re-election.
Okay.
All right, we're going to do that after a quick break. You're listening to What's Up Yuma Radio right here on 94.7 KOFA Border Radio.
What's Up Yuma is sponsored by Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, offering listeners a one-on-one, no-obligation consultation to review their current financial affairs and provide strategies for meeting future goals. More at YIVWM.com. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This is 94.7 FM. I'm Cecilia Holland Braithwaite, peeking in from the KWC Newsroom to tell you about the KWC Student Newsroom. On the latest episode of the Hotspot podcast, reporters team up with the hosts of Siendo Primero to cover the No King's Day protest that took place in Yuma and across the country on October 18th. You can access the Hotspot online at KWC.org and also through the KWC Public Radio YouTube channel.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, we meet a family that was recently deported to Honduras despite having legal protections to remain in the U.S. We learn how their story is now part of a broader legal effort to return families like theirs who should be protected under a legal settlement with the U.S. government. That's next time on Latino USA.
Latino USA airs on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KOFA Border Radio 94.7 FM.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up Yuma Radio. We are here talking to Council Member Art Morales, and we talked a little bit about the past way he decided to run for city council, some of the things that he did there, the early challenges, and what he naturally gravitated to. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to get into a little bit about why he decided not to seek re-election, which I think is what he mentioned is really honorable, because he's doing it now so we could get good candidates later. So I got to really, really give you kudos for that, because
you
wanted to be able to do it now. And then you're there for somebody if they think they want to run, you're going to answer their questions. You can't endorse anybody, right? Because you're still on council.
Right.
But you could at least answer some questions. So let's kind of dive into that a little bit. So what was kind of the deciding factor there and why you decided not to seek?
Well, I do have to say, like, you're definitely like one of the popular council members.
Thank
so
you.
Like, knowing that, is this hard for you to step away? Like, why? Yeah, why? I guess everyone's going to ask you why.
I need to humbly receive that statement. Well, thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm going to bounce off that.
Sure.
The popularity or the accessibility, it's probably a more humbly way to say it, mm-hmm. is I made myself accessible.
Yeah.
Having the support of my employer, they really allowed me to get out of the office when I needed to. Mm-hmm. And that positive response from the community is ultimately where I realized early on, mm-hmm. I may only be able to do this one term, mm-hmm. just because the demand was there. And as I said earlier, I wanted to honor those votes. Mm-hmm. You know, for somebody to reach out to me and me tell them, I don't have time. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't look into this. Like, this person took time to get out of their house and vote.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I put a lot of value in
yeah.
that. Sure. I put a value in my vote, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's really important because we're always advocating people to get out there. So I am abundantly blessed at work and my bank job.
Yes.
And I have been balancing both to the best that I could, mm-hmm. as best as I could. And yeah, like I said, I realized early on, I will serve my term. I will honor every vote. But I saw this early. I saw the writing on the wall. I cannot have two loves, mm-hmm. and I love both equally. And if yeah. I can do them both, I would.
Plus balancing family.
And then family, yeah. I have now I have a 1-year-old son.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And he's defining the terrible twos that's coming up here.
Oh, that gets worse. You know that. they say terrible twos, it's like fours. It's so bad.
Is this the, what do they call it, the prequel? That's going to be fun.
This yeah. is the prequel.
Then I have my 7-year-old daughter. Yeah. And they also need me at home.
Sure.
And my wife. Yeah. So. Okay. But I'm comfortable with the decision. But as I mentioned earlier, I still have a full year left.
That's right.
I'm not going anywhere anytime mm-hmm. soon. Mm-hmm. And even once I'm done there, I'm still going to be engaged in the community. I'm still going to be listening to what's happening mm-hmm. at council. And I will forever want to be a resource, whatever the future brings.
How early on could you see that this was probably like maybe more than you thought? Like right away?
Probably the first 6-7 months.
Yeah.
It was such a great experience. And just to give the audience a little, so they can kind of see where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Part of my role as a commercial banker is I do loans. Mm. I have loan docs. It's happened multiple times where I can't get to the customer because I have a meeting related to city council.
Okay.
Or I might have to leave out of town for a yeah. conference 3 to 4 days.
Wow.
And so that's just, it's balancing those two. Mm-hmm. And I realized I'm enjoying this so much. The public is accepting me so well that mm-hmm. it only gets better.
Yeah.
But that may not be necessarily a good thing for my job that I have to pay the bills.
Well, yeah, because it puts some practicality to it. That mm-hmm. person that's trying to get a loan is waiting on that money, right?
Yes.
Like that, whatever their venture is, maybe they need yeah. it to start their own business or maybe revamp their business. Or mm-hmm. you'd know the whole host of it. They're waiting on that. But then, like you said, you have this other love over here that's yes. saying, hey, you got to go out of town. There's this transportation meeting over mm-hmm. here in Phoenix that you got to go to, and
yes.
you got to be here. And so that definitely has to be tough. And one is putting the food on the table. The other one is not so much, right? You don't get yeah. paid a lot. You're not getting rich on city council.
No, but it's definitely a passion, yeah. an engagement, and you are doing it for the
yeah.
So here's the interesting thing, right? I'll say I'm doing it for the family, but mm-hmm. they're the ones I'm neglecting yeah. during the
it's
process.
It's like a total double-edged sword.
It is.
Yeah,
it
you're
is.
Like, what do I do?
Yeah, yeah. And my wife, 100% support.
Yeah.
She's never said no. Mm-hmm. She's been my biggest fan. But at a certain point, you have to acknowledge as a husband, too. You know, we also have young kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the equation. I would probably be a better human being if I was putting them as the primary reason.
Mm-hmm.
but the support they give me, yeah. I would probably still be pushing forward.
Mm-hmm.
But with work and my customers,
mm-hmm.
I have to serve them. And I see in politics for myself, the influence, the impact that I'm making, it's only going to get better,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to put more on me.
Yeah, it's going to take you away even more.
And there will be a day of reckoning yeah. if I continue. So I think it's a good time for me to just walk away
yeah.
and let somebody else come in. But I want to be a resource for the next 12 months.
But I really respect that. You're just trying to find balance.
Yes.
You're trying to find balance. You're unable to. So when that happens and you're off balance, something usually leaves. You know,
yes.
you say yes to too many things and you're like, okay, what can I walk away from respectfully
yeah.
to kind of balance again? And then you never know what's going to happen in the future.
You never know what's going to happen in the
That's
future.
Right.
And, you know, my When my 7-year-old found out I wasn't running again, mm-hmm. her first statement to me was, "Oh, we're getting you back."
Yeah, you're like, ouch.
I laughed, but then I was like, "Oh, there's some heaviness behind
that." That's right.
You know, and she gave me the biggest hug, and so I was like, it was like, what's the word? Reaffirmation.
Yeah, it affirmed your choice.
Okay, I'm going down the right path.
Yeah, and there's only so much one human being can do,
exactly.
right? And,
yes.
And I don't know. I'm pretty sure, like, typically, mm-hmm. the people that run are typically like empty nesters. There's mm-hmm. a lot of, like, if somebody, they don't have the kids at home,
like,
or maybe they're retired.
Yeah.
Right? That maybe, or basically, they'd have to be wealthy without having to have a second income.
Yep.
You know, so those are the people that kind of would typically run, but you did it young, and then you decided to have a 1-year-old in the mix of it. So, and
he's I didn't decide.
But life.
Yeah,
whatever. But you know, but that's life, though, you got to be able to see, like, okay, wait a minute, mm-hmm. I don't have all this free time, mm-hmm. right? I don't have this free time. People do. Some people have some free time to be able to do it, and they say, okay, now I want to go serve my community and do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
To try to do, like you were doing three, like you said, family, business, and then the community. That is definitely a lot. So definitely there's no shame in that at all, I would say.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. It's been an honor. Like I said, I still have a full year,
mm-hmm.
and I just want people to be able to utilize me.
So what do you want to do in that year?
Yeah, what's this year going to look like?
Well, that's a great question, because mm-hmm. the other question that would follow up or somewhere here would be, did you let people know early on that you mm-hmm. felt this was the path? Because a lot of people were thinking I was going to run again, mm-hmm. or maybe a different role, and I completely understand that.
Mm.
But I wasn't sure. I'm new at this, right? So I didn't know that if I said something too soon, would that impact my influence?
Mm.
You know, what I was able to do in the community.
Sure.
I think the timing is perfect right now. And so from now till December 31st of next year, I'm full steam ahead. I'm still running my council journey.
Agendas.
Full blown.
Sure.
You know, this is not going part time. This is not, I'm going to take it easy for the next year.
Yeah.
I'm still full steam ahead.
Good.
Yeah. You wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah. So what kind of give us some, you know, insight. What does that look like? Full steam ahead. What does that mean? Like you're mm-hmm. talking about some of the things that you still have planned that you want to accomplish. Is it like continue to meet with people? Like you said, be a resource.
Mm-hmm.
What's some practicalities around it?
Learning. It's still,
still
participating in conferences, mm-hmm. not taking a seat back, still going through every agenda as detailed as possible, still asking the questions. There's so much work that goes into all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody comes up with an idea that they want me to help support them, I'll still do it.
You're gonna make those connections, still be able to find the resources mm-hmm. to do all of that.
To your point, when you started this meeting here, or the show, is I'm not gonna tell you, hey, you know I'm going to be off here pretty soon. Can you start sending them somewhere else?
Yeah.
I'm still going to be like, all right, what do we need to do?
Send them over.
Gotcha. Send them over.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have like any specific goal, though? Is there one thing you want to get done in this year? Something passionate about the city?
I have brought economic development is always important.
Okay.
I'm looking, so there's a couple ways to answer that question. Remember, you can't be too specific on things.
You got to have the political response.
I'm looking for specifics, a game plan
on
who is the city trying to attract with our local businesses here in Yuma, be it corporate, be it mom and pop, whatever category, how can we support them and keep them successful?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of words thrown out there, manufacturing, distribution. We want to bring more of those companies. Well, okay, we've been saying that for a few decades. Can we now get a little closer,
mm-hmm.
more detailed? And let's let the community know, if you want Trader Joe's, okay, let's get some specifics. Have we spoken to any of their executives and said, look, give us more detail?
Yeah.
We've had success with Sprouts, with Fry's. Yeah. We're obviously a good community.
That's right.
What are we missing here?
Yeah.
Right? We have companies already that are manufacturing or distributing Yuma. Who can we attract that you work with that will make your job more efficient, that will save you money, that doesn't require you to go to another country?
Sure.
Without saying, you know, country, but keeping it here in Yuma.
Okay.
The youth. I've been heavy with the youth. I've had some tours in Yuma, City Hall, so kids can see.
Mm.
I've spoken to
very
multiple
cool.
mm-hmm. classes, all ages, all mm-hmm. categories. And the biggest thing, it doesn't surprise me anymore, and I mentioned this too in another media, everybody knows the president of the United States. And they should. They should know who our president is. But when I asked them locally, well, who's your mayor?
They don't
know. Who are your council members? Yeah. They don't know. Mm-hmm. I really want to change that.
Okay.
Not only for the students, but for the adults that are having these conversations with these youths. Yes, keep them informed of what's going on federally, statewide, but you have to start local.
That's a good point. I could ask my teenager who our mayor is, and he'd be like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And they should know.
Because yes, they should.
That's where you really start feeling the impact, and then you work your way up.
Yep. Absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Good answer.
So any advice for somebody that's looking to run right now, and then end it kind of with how they can get a hold of you, but go ahead and give that advice or just give somebody some hope that, you know, maybe you don't know it all. Maybe that you're going to find out what you're really good at and find that and become that part of that balance that you talk about on city council. But give everybody out there or anybody looking for that chance some words of wisdom.
I think you, these questions that you both asked me, all that was answered. Mm. You kind of summarized it right now, too. And so I feel like what you just asked me was pretty much expressed in this meeting.
Mm. Yeah.
So what I would say is now the next step would be is please reach out to me. Mm-hmm. Tell me your personal ideas and let's talk about that.
Sure.
But, and I'm not kind of deviating from your question or like words of wisdom, but I think the way you guys have answered, the questions you've answered pretty much helped us address.
That sums it up.
That's 30 minutes of wisdom right here.
There provided it is. But by you both, and I was
and
just here.
And you too.
So how do people get a hold of you right now if they do want to run and need some advice, like just very practical level, like how do I get signatures or something?
Yeah. Just to manage it, I would say look me up with City Hall.
Okay.
My email is arturo@morales, MORALES, at yumaaz.gov.
Awesome. Wow, you remembered that. I wouldn't be able to remember that. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
And you spelled it out, so we're good.
The joke's going to be if I got it wrong.
Yeah. People are like, right now, fact checkers are like, wait a minute, I just spelled that out.
It's a Z.
Yeah, no. But no, thank you so much for being with us. I really, really appreciate it.
That was
and
great.
And taking a short notice. Like, I literally asked you yesterday if you could come on and you move some things around. So I really feel honored about that.
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
With your last year. You're not going anywhere. You're still here.
Yeah, I still have a year. And go Yuma. I'm still a resident here. So it's important for me to get the right candidates and another good council.
Yeah absolutely. Awesome. And you could tell that you definitely got a lot of things to do and a lot of meetings because you keep calling this a meeting. And this is a worldwide radio show, podcast, all over the world. That's what this – I'm just kidding. Give you a hard time, man.
This is an interview.
thank you so much, Art.
Chili from Philly. Nick Papagiorgio from Mueller.